This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning here on this Monday, January the 5th. Glad to be with you, sitting in for Scott today. It is a Monday. It's the first Monday of 2026, January the 5th, and we're going to be catching up with Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey here this morning. And Chief, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season.
I did. I hope you did too, Brian. But yeah, had a great time. Yeah, got to spend some time with the family and take it easy for a little bit.
Yeah.
Watch some good football.
That's that taking it easy part as we get older comes, you know, it's nice to have, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Very much.
So, you know, you and I were just chatting about a number of things that have been going on. And if you've got questions, we invite you to text those in this morning at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And, you know, your staff, you know, while we got a few days off, and I'm sure your staff did too, but even on those holidays, you know, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I mean, you're staffed and ready to go whenever there's a need.
That is correct, yeah. Our personnel that work Monday through Friday that's not on the front lines, we usually have the holidays off. But the staff that runs the emergency calls, the 24-hour shifts, they're always there unless they take or are able to get vacation for those days.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of jockeying for those. Huh?
It is. We have a system that's taken care of in-house, and they seem to work it pretty good. You know, they'll split those days up to make sure the new fathers and mothers get to spend time with their kids. And
that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, so they'll split that day up some and help each other out on it.
I had one of the places that I worked before here. You know, there was always, this was kind of like the day, the first Monday back, everybody was trying to slip in their vacation, you know, first come, first serve, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the way we handle it, the way our staffing is, we have a five people assigned each piece of equipment. We allow one of them off at one time, so they have to bid within their self and take care of it in-house.
Oh, okay.
So that's the way it works.
Well, nice. Well, I mean, that's a good, fair way to do it.
It is, yeah. You know, and they'll sit down and discuss it, like, especially like for Christmas. It's like, hey, I'd like to be off, and somebody else, me too, then was like, okay, I'll come in for 2 hours and go home for four, and just work it out like that so we'd be fully staffed so we can do that.
How are you... How do the shifts work? I mean, is it 24 hours and then some?
We come in at 7 in the morning, 24-hour shifts, and then we get off the next day at 7 in the morning. Then you're off for 2 days, 48 hours.
Okay.
So, you know, if you never change shifts, you know what days you're going to work until you retire.
Wow, nice.
It's every third day.
Every third day, yeah. You just kind of work it out that way. You know, I see... It seems that you see a lot more, and that's one of the texts that I just saw blip through, you know, that there are fire trucks seemingly on every call. I don't know if you guys feel that way or not, but, I mean, accidents, I mean, but that's the rescue part of fire and rescue, I guess, right?
We you know, not only do we provide fire service and stuff like that, we're an all-hazards department, and we provide medical service within the city limits, too, of Murfreesboro. So any kind of medical call we go on, car wreck, you know, yeah, anything to do with medical, we're there.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it, you know, we run about 2,200 calls a month on average. You'd hear a fire truck every now and then. Now it's just like you can't sit down outside without hearing one.
I know.
We're so busy. So.
I live on the north side of town over by Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
And so got the ambulance station close by and also the fire station close
by.
And so, you know, there's seemingly a lot of calls. There was actually one on my little street, and I heard, I guess – Murfreesboro police responded. I think there was a sheriff's deputy that responded. I live in that weird area that part of it's county, part of it's city, and so you know, you just got I guess closest to get there sometimes.
We got a few spots like it in town, and if it's if when we take the call, if we're not 100% sure, we're still going to respond. And, you know, the county may have gotten the call too, and they may be responding. But we communicate with each other, and we can counsel each other also.
Yeah. So I guess that's where 911 is very important.
It is. Sometimes on those areas, little gray areas, you may get double dispatched. Not too often, but it's usually our dispatchers. It's like, okay, if we send the city, they don't send the call over to the county, or vice versa if it comes in through the county, depending on where the phone pings at when they call it in.
Yeah, and I guess those phone pings being cell phones many times, mm-hmm. they could have a range of area,
yes,
too,
it's,
right?
It's they got it where it's pinpointed down pretty accurate now, but mm-hmm. the, you know, at one time, 85% of 911 calls were coming in on cell phone, and that was a few years ago, those numbers. So I'm sure it's higher than that now.
Probably so, yeah.
Yes.
You don't have a lot of home phones anymore.
No, I don't know if anybody's got one to just think about it, you know.
Yeah.
We have them at work, and that's about the only place I know.
Yeah, that's true. 615-893-1450. Again, if you want to text in a question to Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCleskey here this morning. I'm not sure what the medical emergency was, but, you know, there's also Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services that were there down the road. So whatever it was, you know, there was a lot of response from that. Let me ask you this, because I've heard that there's been, you know, talk of merging 911 or having a county citywide or whatnot. Will that help with some of those situations, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. We've looked at it. Most counties our size has a centralized dispatching system where all your emergency services go through. Right now, what we're looking at is to do a study on Rutherford County with the departmental within to see if it would be visible for the county and the city to merge and have one communication department that run the whole county.
Yeah. Now, when you say our size, are we talking like looking at maybe Chattanooga, Knoxville area, the cities that size?
Those cities like that run that type of system.
Yeah.
You know, like Davidson County, you know, they have the sheriff's department, and you have Metro Police Department, and you have the fire department, which EMS runs under fire. All those calls come into one place.
Mm-hmm.
And as we work right now, there's a possibility when you call 911, there could be some delay in it because it may go to one location and it needed to go somewhere else, and you have to transfer that call.
Okay. That would cut that all totally out.
That would cut all that out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we think about our friends in Smyrna and Laverne as well. So, this is helping communicate. And you got Eagleville, too, really?
That's correct. Smyrna's involved in this study to see. I think Smyrna, Laverne, I'm not sure exactly. I know the county was voting on them to spend the money, but the city has, but to do this study to see.
Okay. And that's just a study to say, hey, will this be something that would help here in the county?
Yes, it's a study to see, you know, what it can, the pros and cons of it, what it would cost, and if we want to look at doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot goes into it, and I know that your men and women of Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue are the people that are on the scene. But those dispatchers have a tough job.
Oh, yeah, that's the backbone of the emergency services, you know, is your dispatch, because you can only do what they allow you to do by giving you the call. They take it, you know, all kinds of situations, you know, they have to deal with the actual person with the panic set in on them, whatever the call may be, have to deal with them, plus get us en route to the scene.
Yeah, and communicate with you what they know. I mean, you're being fed information as you're driving to the scene.
That is correct. We have a computer system that picks up on certain words they say, and it gives information for them. You know, like if you say somebody's having chest pains, you type that word in, or if it hears that word, it gives you information about chest pains, how to take care of it, what kind of call we're maybe going to. It's really high tech.
Yeah, interesting. From 8564, who text in, do you think, or is AI playing a part in dispatch? Does it, you said picking up certain words, does that Is that kind of coming into the system?
I'm sure it is. The technology is moving so fast. We try to stay up to date with everything, but yes, AI seems to be playing a part of everything right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's crazy, but something somewhere is picking up on those key words in order to tell you, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
615-893-1450. Any questions for Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey here this morning? We've had some strange weather over the holidays. We've had storms. We've had some cold weather. The Murfreesboro Parade, which I'm sure some of you guys were in.
Very cold.
Gosh, that was the coldest, I think, ever for the Christmas parade.
Yes, it was pretty cold. Yeah.
It's pretty miserable too, wasn't it?
I know. I had on my turnout gear, my firefighting pants to stay warm in. So yeah,
you all have all the best gear in terms of keeping warm. I had like 6 layers on, and it was crazy that day. But the part about the weather, and when we had a day where we had not really strong thunderstorms in terms of lightning or hail or anything like that, but just really windy right ahead of that.
We had some, I guess, straight line wind, you know. Yeah. I think some of the speeds got up to around 60 miles an hour, you know, three weeks ago. And I remember it coming in kind of later at night. We had some trees down. Had one pretty good sized tree to fall in on the house. The person was trapped in the house, but not physically trapped, and just could not get out. We had to go in and get them. They were okay. Let's see, several power lines down. You know, we'll get calls for those because they're usually sparking their own fire. So, yes, several little calls due to the weather.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Yes.
So they do a really good job with their tree trimming. I don't think we have as much of a problem. Not saying that it doesn't happen. Yes. Obviously, it does. But that has to help in keeping those limbs off lines and problems.
It does. That helps. And also, a lot of the newer services underground now, and that helps a lot.
I know that that's happening across the street, yes. You know, with the daylighting of Town Creek and moving those utilities. It's amazing how much time and effort it does take to do that, but that's one area that will be nice to. It's also nice to see a natural area that doesn't have power lines going through.
Correct. You know, you don't think nothing or that much about it until you go into a neighborhood. Maybe all the utilities are underground and you just got poles until you go in a neighborhood. I know my neighborhood, it's all underground. And when I do go in a neighborhood that has poles in the yard, it's like, oh man, it really sticks out when you're not used to it. So,
yeah, and that's just a part of the progress as well. So, the thing about strong storms is you just never know when they're coming, and a lot of people don't realize this is kind of our secondary severe weather season. So
it is.
It leads right into severe weather season, which is in the spring. But we can often get strong storms and bring high winds and things of that nature through. So
if you remember several years ago, out in Church Street, Summer Lake, that tornado come through there. I think it hits, I think it's the same one hit South Ridge too. That was in January.
Yeah, boy, gosh, that was 98, I think.
Yeah, it's been a few years ago.
Somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. I remember that was a night we were, it had to be a Friday because we were doing a basketball game and headed to Cookeville that night to do Oakland-Cookeville basketball.
Oh, okay.
And we were just ahead of all the storms that were coming in. And so Bart was here on the air doing coverage. And then once that died down a little bit, you know, we were trying to make sure that the Oakland basketball team made it to Cookeville. And then the warnings came up the Cookeville way, and we had to, we were the only dummies that were still in the gym, I think, on the air. But, that was quite something that I hadn't thought about that one in a long time. Forgot about that being in January.
That was a pretty significant storm that hit out there.
Yeah, certainly was. And so this being our secondary severe weather season, it's often good to take those precautions. And we're going to talk in just a minute about, I've noticed our news has been full of fires here and there and different things that are going on. And we've got a couple of text questions we'll get to as well this morning. Joining us here on the Action Line today, Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey here on the Action Line. We're going to take a brief time out here on the Action Line, brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, January mornings are colder, but your home stays warm and ready for what's ahead. MTE bringing good energy into 2026 and beyond. That's Middle Tennessee Electric.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Holden Hardware now has an e-commerce site. Go to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware and shop all the items in our warehouse. You can have them shipped directly to you, or most items can be shipped for free to Holden Hardware for pickup. Shop with us in person or go online to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
One more time.
doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events as we celebrate our 79th anniversary. You can buy one and get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom or the Patterson Community Center now through January the 18th. And speaking of the Parks and Recreation Department, the 24th annual Polar Bear Plunge is Saturday morning, January the 31st. The party in the gym starts at 8 o'clock that morning, and the plunge is at 10. That's Saturday, January 31st, at SportsCom. And the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. We remember you. An Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting will be next week, not this week, but next week on Tuesday, January the 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's 4 o'clock next week, Tuesday, January 13th. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The Humphreys County Sheriff says the deaths of four family members in Waverly appear to be a murder-suicide. Sheriff Chris Davis identified the victims as two children ages 4 and 13, an 88-year-old woman, and 32-year-old Heather Thompson. Investigators say Thompson shot the three victims before dying by suicide. The call came in as a welfare check Friday morning. The TBI is assisting, and the investigation continues. A delivery driver was killed by gunfire in South Nashville early Sunday morning, according to Metro Police. Officers say 33-year-old David Valentine Jr. had just completed a DoorDash delivery around 4 a.m. when shots were fired near a nightclub on Murfreesboro Pike. Valentine was struck while driving and later died at a hospital. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Morristown police are continuing to search for a monkey after it damaged a business Sunday morning. Officers say a cinnamon capuchin monkey entered the trade center on South Cumberland Street around 8 a.m., causing damage to a musical instrument store and several instruments inside. Animal control responded but was unable to capture the animal. Police say they are assisting in the ongoing search. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Good morning, T-Dot. Still working with a couple of wrecks out here. It hadn't been too bad as far as big backups or delays on 24, at least in the last hour or so. Coming in from Murfreesboro, 65 a little bit sluggish, no surprise. Southbound here at Trinity Lane, I can still see a little bit of radar scattered down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area out in that section of Wilson County. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals. That would be STR, Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Well, it looks like 37 degrees right now. Sunny skies today and a high of 63 degrees. We'll have a few clouds come in overnight and a slight chance at showers tomorrow. Going to be rather windy. Winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. That is really going to cool us down just a little bit to 66 for Wednesday with some sunny skies. Don't see a huge cool down in our extended forecast until we get to the weekend. Showers on Friday, maybe a storm or two on Friday. We're kind of keeping an eye on that Friday time frame because we're going to go from the mid to upper 60s to around 50 for a high on Saturday, 45 for a high on Sunday. That's a look at your forecast here from Rutherford Weather.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Brian Barrett here on The Action Line with you and joined by Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey here this morning. I don't get the chance to talk to you every month like Scott does, but wondering how you're liking the new digs out there on North Thompson Lane.
Our new office. Yeah, I like it. The only thing is the traffic can be a challenge at times.
Right there, when they get the four lanes through there, I think that'll help a little bit. But
we've discussed that. I don't know if it.
It's going to be painful, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's now we got two lanes to get across to get out. Yep. So I think it will help, though. But it's going to be difficult during the construction phase. But you just never know. Sometimes you can pull up and pull right out, and next time you may have to wait 7, 8, 10 minutes.
I know,
before someone will let you out or get a break in the traffic.
Yeah, I live on that side of town, so I see that very often, and I'm not encouraged when Mayor McFarland says, well, if you thought New Salem Highway was painful, just wait till Thompson Lane.
Yeah, it's going to be it'll be a difficult challenge, but it's going to take a little while to do it. They're going to do all that in one phase.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
From Broad all the way to Memorial.
Yeah, and three bridges, I think, through there, from what I remember.
I believe that sounds correct, yeah.
Yeah, that third bridge is right at the curve. It's mm-hmm. not really water, but it's a low swampy area that does, you know, so there is a bridge there.
Yeah, there's a lot of times you go over bridges, don't realize that it's really a bridge. You know, some of them you can recognize easy, like the one going over the river there, right past our administration office. Yeah. It's easy to tell it's a bridge, but there are a couple of bridges down through there.
Well, I've lived in that area all my life, and you know when they did some paving and they redid the bridge over Walter Hill at the dam, mm-hmm. there, at least they had the foresight to widen it large enough.
Yes. Well, we hope so.
Well, I guess maybe it's large enough. Who knows? But that that's soon to be. Or that's on the agenda, I guess, to widen 231 out through there.
Yes, I think so. A section of it going out to, all the way out to Walter Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of bottlenecks right through there, and I think that's where they want to get that opened up from there, at least to Cherry Lane. Maybe that's where that new Cherry Lane project will be coming on board in a few years.
Yeah. I guess you all have to kind of keep up with the new roads that are open and how to get to places, and all deal with traffic as well.
We do. We have to keep up with that. Speaking of Cherry Lane, we even got to look down the road. That's going to open up a whole another section of town to where we'll probably need a fire station out that way also.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's going to be another development, maybe not just like Medical Center Parkway, but it's gonna bring growth in people, so you'll need more stations to cover it.
Well, just look at Veterans,
yes,
for
correct.
Instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's wide open right now.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
And you know, obviously, build it, they will come. You know, you build a road,
exactly.
There are going to be neighborhoods, and then there are,
yes,
going to be needs for grocery stores and fire and rescue is all part of that,
yeah,
too. And
exactly,
how many? I don't want to put you on the spot, but you've got to have stations all over the city just to be able to keep that response, yeah, time down.
We have 11 stations right now. We're in the process of starting the 12th station out on Veterans Parkway. It's going to be in the corner of where we the Parks and Rec have the Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be right down in the corner on Veterans Parkway of that property.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes.
You know, kind of similar to the Sportscom situation.
Yes, kind of, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly, on the same property.
And I'm sure that those who make those decisions and, you know, land for parks and things like that, you have to think, okay, so if this is going to be a park that goes in, how else can we, you know, is there something, mm-hmm, else that's a need that we can utilize that land, a piece of that land for?
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, they look at that. When I say they, I'm talking about city council and the, yeah, planning department with the city. In the future, there's possibly maybe a police precinct right there on the same property next door to us. But for sure, the fire station is going in. It's already, if you can drive by now and see where they're building up the pad for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it won't be too long.
Well, it moves slow.
Oh, it does, yeah. But maybe this year sometime, this new year?
Maybe breaking ground, maybe in this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. We've got a couple of text questions. I want to get to those in a second, but I just thinking about growth in my mind right now. I mean, you've been here. You're a native, aren't you?
Yes.
Remember hearing. I never would have thought we would live in Rutherford County the way that it is now. You know.
Yeah, that's it's unbelievable. Just driving through town, sometimes it's like I can go over on Memorial and Clark and say, well, the BP says, I remember corn being planted right there on that lot, and,
yeah,
this was the last red light in town, and just little stuff like that. Over at my mom and dad's house, they lived on Highway 99 in Barfield Road there. I can remember in high school, you didn't have to look at the road. There wasn't nothing coming when you backed out or pulled out of the driveway. Now it's got an intersection, big, huge intersection with a red light right down, you know, right next to the house. So, yeah, the growth it's unbelievable.
And when there's growth, that means, you know, the need for fire and rescue personnel.
Yes.
And, you know, adding the rescue personnel on top of that, too, I mean, you've – I guess you're constantly hiring, probably.
We are. We're in a good spot right now. The council and city manager made some adjustments to our some benefits and pay, and it really slowed down the turnover with us.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the size of a fire department, you're going to have some turnover no matter what. But for the most part, we're fully staffed. We got to wait till we get down to a few people, say 10 or so, before we really hire. That way we can justify putting on a class. It's hard to do it for one or two people. And but I can't remember the exact number right now because we just did some promoting and hiring, but we're maybe 3 or 4 down at most right now.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're staying fully staffed pretty good.
I know the early, 2020, and in that time frame, there was a huge dip in, and really had to climb out of that.
Yes, we, right when I had just took over as interim chief and going through that issue, started running some numbers. We had lost about 125 new employees with 2 years less in 5-year period.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a big problem for not just us, everybody. So,
so you took over as interim chief 2020?
Yeah. You've got me, put me on the spot now. Let's see. I'll be this July, I'll be my 3rd year as chief. So,
okay.
So it was 23.
I took over as interim
chief. Yeah.
That was right in the middle of all of, trying to climb back out of it too. So
exactly
that I'm sure that that's a burden that we're all glad that, we've gotten through and fully staffed. That has to help.
Yeah, the market's kind of stable, leveled off right now and getting stable. A lot of people are not at one time in the fire service. A lot of jobs, not just fire service.
Sure.
Of course, the police and fire department having the biggest trouble here in town. People were just jumping from job to job, I can go over here and make $3,000 more. I can go over here and make another $3,000. Just back and forth. So
yeah,
it stopped a lot of that.
Well, that's good to hear for sure. Does the Doug Young facility help to bring in people who, from other areas? Are others training at that particular facility?
We do let others use it from time to time, but it's a great benefit for us because the size of our department now, we cannot rely on the state fire school to get people in. They have 2 rookie schools a year at the state fire facility, sometimes maybe a little bit more, but the issue is we only get 2 spots, and if we hire 10 people at one time, we can't get them over there. So we have to basically do all of our training in-house now. And the Doug Young training facility makes that possible.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, this week, starting today, we have added another class that we're teaching that we normally would have went to the State Fire School to get because it's our officer's class. And it's getting to the point now where we don't have enough slots to go over there. So we started this class, and this is our first time to have it starting this week. And we also got people from Rutherford County, I think Laverne, and maybe Smyrna too, coming to this class. And today's the first time we've had it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
We have eventually, we eventually will have all the classes that they offer over there that we can offer them here in-house. So we will not have to go over there because, we still like to go and support the state fire school, but they can't support our services.
Yeah. We're outgrowing a lot of things, and yes, that sounds like one of them that we have. So it's a great facility to have here. Well, let me get to a few of the questions that have been texted in, and if you want to get yours in, you better hurry. 615-893-1450. I asked you about this during the break, so we didn't put you on the spot. Auto fires in the wintertime, and last night, not necessarily about the one last night, but there have been a few auto fires, one on Malloy Lane you mentioned.
Yes, we do have car fires pretty regular. It's usually some later model cars. Most everything's fuel injected now, and a lot of times it's just something has went wrong that caused it to catch on fire. People have done some work on it, I always think about this. My son, when he started driving, wanted to put his radio system in his truck. I was like, no, we're going to get somebody who really knows what they're doing, because not just a week or so before that, a young man had put his radio system in, and it shorted out some way, and it burned his car up in the garage in the house.
Really?
You know, and I thought, yeah, we may just pay somebody this. But you have stuff like that, and we'll set them on fire.
I probably both did the same thing back in the day.
Oh, yes, for sure. And probably didn't even put wire tires, nope. Ties or nuts on them or anything. But
good luck getting electrical tape, right?
Yes. Sometimes in the summer, on hot days, if you got a car that's got issues, that will maybe spark it off. Letting them idle in a dry field sometimes will set them off. It's just several different things. But car fires are not as more prevalent as they used to be because, like, fuel injection, more safety items and stuff that they put on now in the newer cars.
And I was just thinking about this as you were talking about it. A lot of the things that we see that maybe there are a few more reports of something, that's likely because we have more people here.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
more cars on the road. Yes. You know, that kind of thing, maybe.
Exactly, and you know, and that's the reason our call volume goes up. I'm looking right now. I got our data people on this. It's like used to we didn't have to worry about like one station in a territory could take care of that territory. Well, we got some territories now that it's coming. It's getting to the point with the dense population that one truck at that station has not been able to provide services like they need to at times because they're out either out on a call or backing up another unit because we have so many calls now.
Yeah.
You know, you take like station one up here off the square, it's got two trucks it runs out of it so that it can cover their territory pretty good. If one's out on a call and have another call, the other one can cover it. But we got other stations that are just as busy but only have one truck. So the population, you know, of course, more people will have more calls you're going to have. So yeah. You're exactly right.
We hear them light out of here all the time.
Yes.
Here in downtown. So there's a lot of response there. Another question, and this kind of coincides with several of the stories that we've had on our website about home fires. You know, I know typically if it's really, really cold, we'll see, you know, people trying some type of alternate heat and that causes problems. Yes. But we really haven't had that kind of cold, but we have had a number of fires this
week. We have. It's and it's not the weather related like typically you would have. We had one yesterday morning, and it was due to electrical issue in the bathroom. It was up in the – it was either the light or the fan up in top of the bathroom shorted out and did some damage to that house. We've had, another house over on Trinity. It was, I think it started from someone who was on the back porch with a little open fire, you know, in a covered area, and it kind of got out of control, you know, just different things, but not your typical, you know, I put extra wood on the fire to keep warm tonight and it caught the house on fire. Not, you know, it just, I can think right off the top of my head about four house fires we've had in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, the one that's right there at the top of the website, 8 o'clock yesterday on Oak Haven Drive.
Yes.
That was one that was responded to. You know, you were talking about, you know, putting radios in cars. A lot of times over the holiday season, or spring breaks or summertime, you'll see our do-it-yourselfers, you know, trying to do some electrical or, you know, doing things in the home, changing out lights, kind of things like that. So got to be careful of those things,
you
too.
You do. We see some of that sometimes, you know. It's like you just never know. There's things out there you see sometimes like, I can't believe that, but you did it.
And I'm sure that, you know, maybe when you're on the scene and you tell the victim, you know, the homeowner or whatever, you know, where the fire started, and it's probably a sinking feeling for them, like, oh, well,
some people, you know, it's over. You just have to tell them, it's like, hey, you made a mistake, but your insurance will still pay.
Yeah.
You don't have to deny it, but we're just trying to get to the source of what caused this fire.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, because, I mean, we keep up with statistics like, was it this toaster that caused this fire? Because we have national statistics that this toaster has caused 20 fires in houses, so they're going to do a recall on them, stuff like that. But if you accidentally set the fire, it's okay. I mean, it's not that we're going to carry you to jail because you set your house on fire and your insurance not going to pay. We run into that a lot, too, you know. Accidents do happen. And that's what the insurance is for.
It's funny that you mentioned toasters. I got this really fancy toaster that had wider openings, you know, could toast four things at one time. And it was last year. And a lot of things that you buy at the store now are, you know, you can throw it in the air fryer, throw it in the toaster, you know, get it done real quick. And so it was a grilled cheese sandwich that you could actually put in the toaster. I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. Well, you know, cheese starts to come out of there, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to get mine to the sink real quick. anyway, you never know about that kind of stuff. Mark McCleskey is here with us today, Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief. We're going to have a quick round of questions for the chief when we come back and wrap up the show here in just a moment here on WGNS. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. If you're into podcasting, we have starter kits that have everything you need to get started. The interface for your computer, microphone, headphones, you'll be online in no time. If you need a PA, you need lights, we've got all for rent. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
May your new year be filled with blessings and good health. I'm Terry Deal, Executive Director at Adams Place, where our families join in sending heartfelt wishes of happiness and wellness for the year ahead. Discover Adams Place. Our beautiful community offers water aerobics in the indoor heated pool, a welcoming library, fun activities, and so much more. Start your new year with joy at Adams Place. 1927 Memorial Boulevard, right across from Walmart.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back with Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCleskey, and we've honestly run out of time, but I wanted to talk to you about there was a water rescue right before the end of the year. You all are busy with all of that kind of stuff.
You just never know what you're going to have. But, yeah, we stay pretty busy year-round now.
Well, appreciate you coming in.
Yes.
Hope 2026 is a great year. And just know if there's anything that we can do to help you guys, we're here to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. We're looking forward to this next year, looking for exciting things to happen.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Mark McCleskey joining us here on the WGNS Action Line. If you missed part of the program, hey, it will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. You can listen back.